Congress to try $70 billion money bomb on terror. 29th of September 2006. This is Reverend Zemulator for On News. Washington, D.C. Senate unanimously approved of dropping $70 billion on more on top of terrorists in Iraq and Afghanistan Friday, with the goal of literally burying them in piles of money and rendering them unable to fight. The bill, added to a record Pentagon budget, is now on its way to the White House for President Bush's signature. It totals $448 billion. It was passed by a vote of 100-0 after a minimal debate. Approval by a comfortable margin came despite intense partisan divisions over the course of the Iraq War, which is costing about $8 billion a month. If the terrorists continue to fight, another huge pile of money will be dumped on them next spring. At the White House, President Bush said he would sign the bill and thanked Congress, quote, for passing legislation that will impede our enemy's ability to function, protect our country, and win the war on terror. As our troops risk their lives to fight terrorism, this bill would ensure that the taxpayer money will join the fight along with them. I look forward to signing this bill into law, unquote. The House-Senate compromise bill provides a pile of $378 billion, mostly in small bills, for core bombing activities. That's a 5% increase over last year, though slightly less than President Bush asked for. The $70 billion bomb for Iraq and Afghanistan is forerunner of a money bombing campaign the White House has estimated will eventually consist of over $110 billion for the budget year beginning October 1st. Congress has now dropped over $507 billion on Iraq, Afghanistan, and on building money barricades around overseas military bases since September 11, 2001 attacks, according to the Congressional Research Service. The U.S. has thus far dropped over $379 billion on Iraq and $97 billion on various entities in Afghanistan. The Iraq war continues to be unpopular with voters, according to opinion polls, but even pussy Democratic opponents of the war voted for the Pentagon measure to protect themselves from criticism during the next elections. Quote, America is in deep trouble in Iraq, unquote, said Edward Kennedy, Democratic senator from Massachusetts. Quote, the continuing violence and death is ominous. Militias are growing in strength and continue to operate outside the law. Death squads are rampant, but we're confident that dropping tons of money on the problem will eventually lead to a solution, unquote. This has been Reverend Zemulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.